O King, Lord Shiva, Narada, the sage amongst the demigods, and Kapila, the incarnation of Godhead, all know very confidentially about his glories through direct contact. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Pure devotees of the Lord are all bhavas, or persons who know the glories of the Lord in different transcendental loving services. As the Lord has innumerable expansions of his plenary form, there are innumerable pure devotees of the Lord who are engaged in the exchange of service of different humors. Ordinarily, there are 12 great devotees of the Lord, namely Brahma, Narada, Shiva, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlad, Bhishma, Janaka, Sukadev Goswami, Bali Maharaj, and Yamaraj. Bhishmadev, although one of them, has mentioned only three important names of the 12 who know the glories of the Lord. Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, one of the great acharyas in the modern age, explains that Anubhava, or the glory of the Lord, is first appreciated by the devotee in ecstasy, manifesting the symptoms of perspiring, trembling, weeping, bodily eruptions, etc., which are further enhanced by steady understanding of the glories of the Lord. Such different understandings of bhavas are exchanged between Yasoda and the Lord, binding of the Lord by ropes, and in the chariot driving by the Lord in exchange of love with Arjuna. These glories of the Lord are exhibited in his being subordinated before his devotees, and that is another feature of the glories of the Lord. Sukadev Goswami and the Kumaras, although situated in the transcendental position, became converted by another feature of bhava and turned into pure devotees of the Lord. Tribulations imposed upon the devotees by the Lord constitute another exchange of transcendental bhava between the Lord and the devotees. The Lord says, "I put my devotee into difficulty, and thus the devotee becomes more purified in exchanging transcendental bhava with me." Placing the devotee into material troubles necessitates delivering him from the material illusory relations. The material relations are based on reciprocation of material enjoyment, which depends mainly on material resources. Therefore, when material resources are withdrawn by the Lord, the devotee is 100% attracted toward the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Thus, the Lord snatches the fallen soul from the mire of material existence. Tribulations offered by the Lord to his devotee are different from the tribulations resulting from vicious action. All these glories of the Lord are especially known to the great Mahajans, like Brahma, Shiva, Narada, Kapila, Kumara, and Bhishma, as mentioned above, and one is able to grasp it by their grace.